Our wheat seems to be racing along with the warm temperatures pushing it from last Saturday through Thursday. And the hot winds didn't help our wheat out a great deal either. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. So with the push from those warm temperatures, our wheat seems to be racing along in growth and development during the last 2 weeks. We are now seeing beards peeking out of some of those wheat plants and some of those dry areas on the edges of the field. In other fields, flag leaves are just starting to emerge. But all in all, our wheat is trying to get caught up from being about 3 weeks behind this spring. Generally, by this time in our wheat development, we have been discussing stripe rust in pretty significant detail. Now, you haven't heard much on this subject from me this year. That's because stripe rust seems not to be a great threat for us this year. The only stripe rust being found in the state is in extreme southeast Kansas. Think bordering Missouri and Oklahoma. So stripe rust is also being found in eastern Oklahoma, eastern Texas, and central Missouri. Now, to get stripe rust infections, we really need three things: a susceptible wheat variety, the stripe rust fungal spores blowing up from the south, and damp and cooler weather. But this year, so far, it seems like we only have the wheat, or the one point of that disease triangle. The hot, dry weather that we have been having is not great for stripe rust and has been pretty tough on our wheat. That is why there has not been much discussion about stripe rust south of us. The drought has a firm grip in southwest Kansas and the panhandles of Oklahoma and of Texas. In this situation, no moisture equals no stripe rust. So all in all, I'm not too worried about stripe rust for our wheat this year. Now, the other question I've been getting is about the height of our wheat. Probably the best way to explain this is to think back a couple of weeks when we have first started to see the joint above the soil surface. As that stem is being formed and pushing the wheat head upward, the nodes or joints are dropped off the bottom of that growing point, which is located right below that developing wheat head. The stem between the two nodes, or the inner node, then lengthens to push that plant even taller. This happens until the next joint is dropped off the bottom of that growing point. Think about it like a collapsible telescope, how each section pulls out, but only so far, and then it stops. And then another section emerges, is pulled out, until it stops. That's really what's happening with our wheat plants. However, the weather conditions really determine how far that stem can lengthen or how long that telescope can be pulled out. And the drought stress and very warm temperatures and our rapid growth have really shortened the stem quite a bit this year. So the wheat will not get very much taller after those heads have fully extended. So all of this is to say, I think we're going to have pretty short wheat this year. If you have any questions about stripe rust or the height of wheat plants, please get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me and see what I'm finding in the field on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, you can follow me at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.